Hello, St. Margaret's School, home of the Panthers. This is Tim Ellis and Paul Napoli. We're the hosts of Living a Five-Star Life right here in North Syracuse, New York. And we understand it's your Positivity Week, so we thought we would drop in on you guys.
We are so excited to be doing this podcast for you guys. So as Tim mentioned, we are the hosts of a podcast called Living a Five-Star Life. And I am the owner of Five Star Martial Arts. I know some of you guys in Five Star Spin Boxing. I know some of you guys right in this school are students of ours at Five Star. So, I'm the owner, and my good friend here, Tim, he's one of the instructors over at Five Star with us. So again, you guys, we're here for your Positivity Day, Positivity Week, and that's what we're going to talk about. So we're going to just take a little bit of time and hopefully give you some good pointers on how to live a positive and happy life, and really how to have a really, really good day every single day. So this message, right, and we're going to put this on our regular podcast too. We're going to put this out for everybody, but this is a special podcast right for you guys here at St. Margaret's. And what we want to express is that this goes for anybody listening. So if you're a kindergartner, first grader, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth grader, or if you're a staff member, if you're a teacher, or anybody else, this message, this advice goes for all of us, right? So part of our podcast, the main drive behind what we do is to help people live a happier, more exciting, fun, and positive life. And the way that we do that is with a couple little tips, right? And one of the things that we do and we talk about all the time is rewiring our brains to have a positive mindset. So for any of the adults out there, we know the older we get, we are focused on, a lot of us are focused on getting into good shape, right? So we want to lose weight. We want to be healthy. We go to the gym and we train our bodies. What we don't often think about is how important it is to train our minds. So kids, we want you to think about this right now, training your mind. One of the things that we discuss at Five Star very, very often, one of the sayings that we have is habits we train are habits we gain. So what that means to us and what that means to you, we all know what habits are. So I want you to take a minute right now and think of some of the habits that you have. So think of certain things that you do. So a habit is something that you do often, right? Things that you do every day or things that you do often. I hope we're all in the habit, especially you teachers, of brushing our teeth every day. Right? That's a habit of ours. I hope that we're all in the habit of having a good breakfast when we first get up before we go to school.
Yay!
Or getting a lot of rest, right? So those are some of our habits. But a habit that we're going to talk to you about right now is the habit of thinking positive. So the first piece of advice for this is to start your day, every day, thinking of something that you are happy about, thinking of something that you're appreciative for, or something that just simply makes you happy. So for me, I might sit back in the morning and just think of my family, because my family makes me really, really happy, right? Tim, what would be one thing that when you're doing this in the morning, what's one of the things that you think about that you're appreciative for?
I think you hit it. You know, family is one of the things that I'm very appreciative for. But, you know, we're talking to kindergarten through sixth grade. This could be maybe your pet at home. It could be maybe something you love to do, an activity. Maybe it's just the fact that you love the snow, something that makes you happy. Get that mindset first thing in the morning, and that's going to help you throughout the rest of the day just to stay positive and bring that positive energy to your classmates, to your teachers, and to everybody around you. Somebody else may not be having a great day, and that's where you, by being such a positive person and a positive influence to your classmates, you can actually kind of help them, lift them up, and get them through the day. Maybe they're having a tough day, because that happens too. So yeah, I think, you know, pets, maybe it's something you like to do. Maybe it's a a hobby that you love, maybe it's arts and crafts, whatever it might be, something that's going to make you happy. Think about it first thing in the morning. Once you're lifted up and you're happy, try to keep that going throughout the day. Again, like you said, Paul, it's a mindset. Like you said, we train, we work out, and that's a lot of for our physical, but really our mental health is very important too. So our brain and just keeping that positive thinking and positive energy. And before you know it, you're making a difference in a lot of people's lives. And I think that's important that our children understand that they have that power and ability to do that.
It's incredible. So if it's possible right now, teachers, if it's possible, pause this podcast for just a couple minutes and have everybody just think about one thing that you're happy about and one thing that you're grateful for. Now, let's say that it's not possible to do that. For some reason, we can't pause this. Do us a huge favor. And when this is all done, let's have that discussion with our kids about something that makes them happy. Anything at all. There is no wrong answer because it's your happiness. And the next pointer, and most likely our final one for today, so that you guys can really just take these two thoughts and run with it, is for all of us out there, all of you kids, I want you to understand this. You have superpowers. And that sounds crazy. You guys, I understand how that sounds, but think about this. You have the power. You have the ability to make somebody else happy, right? So think about that. I want you to think for a second how you feel when somebody gives you a compliment or says something nice to you or shares something with you or just simply makes you happy. So I want you to think right now how you feel when somebody's nice to you, right? So think about that for a second. Now take a second and think about how you feel when somebody's not nice to you. Right? When somebody's mean. So no matter what grade you're in, it doesn't matter what age you are. When somebody's nice to us, it makes us feel good. If somebody looks at me and says, "Hey, Paul, I really like your haircut." Boom, right away, like I'm feeling good. If somebody looks at me and picks on me because I'm short, right away, I'm not feeling good. So think about that superpower that you have. And I want you to do your best to apply that to everyday life, right? So the two things we're going to do every single day is the first thing in the morning, we're going to think about something that makes us really, really happy, something that we're appreciative for and something that we're happy about. And the second thing we're going to do every single day is we're going to pick at least one person and try to make them happy.
Tim, I love it. What do you think? I think that's great. There's so many things you can do, kids, right out of the gate, you know, open doors for others. Hey, you know, it's winter time here in central New York, you know, get up early and go out and brush the snow off your parents' cars. They are going to love it. And it's going to make their day happy just because you just took that little step and brought some positivity and, you know, helped out in the morning. So there's so many things you can do. And like Paul said, you guys are all superheroes. If you really put your mind to it, there's many things you can do. You can bring that positivity to everyone around you and some great points. And we are so glad that we were invited to talk to you guys today. So with that, I think, Paul, let's go ahead and say goodbye.
All right, so we're going to wrap it up. We hope you guys have a fantastic day. And again, like Tim said, we're super excited that we were even invited to be a part of your day. Teachers, if you were unable to pause the podcast where we asked you to pause it and talk about things that make your students happy, that's okay. Our mission at the end of this right now, then, if you could not do that, is two things. Let's take a little time to discuss what makes us happy. If we can't do this in school because you got a busy schedule, let's figure out a way to factor that in at some point. And the two things we're going to do is find out what makes you happy. Don't be afraid to let your teachers know, let your friends know the things that make you happy. And the second thing we're going to do is find out from each other what we can do to make other people happy and positive. So guys, thank you so much for inviting us. We hope you have a fantastic rest of your day, and hopefully you take this with you and live a very positive and 5-star life.
Awesome, guys. You are all superheroes, and you have the power of positivity. We'll talk to you soon.